Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a nation that, in just a decade, has vaulted from almost no institutional support for startups to becoming the world's third largest startup ecosystem. That is the story of Startup India. Why this matters today is clear. On National Startup Day, celebrated on 16th January, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that India now boasts 2,7,135 startups recognized by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and around 125 unicorns. This transformation began in 2016 when the ecosystem was barely on the global radar. Let us first understand the problem that Startup India was designed to solve. In 2015, India had abundant entrepreneurial talent, yet the institutional framework was weak. Angel investors were hit by the so-called angel tax, investments taxed as income under Section 56(2)(WIB) of the Income Tax Act. Compliance requirements for startups were the same as for large corporations, stifling agility. Research and development rarely made it to market, and most venture capital was flowing out of the country to the United States or Singapore. Consequently, India's global startup ranking was outside the top 10, while countries such as China, Israel, the United Kingdom, and the United States already enjoyed dedicated policy ecosystems. On 16 January 2016, at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi, the government launched Startup India, targeting each bottleneck systematically. The initiative rests on five pillars. First, simplified compliance and self-certification. A startup that secures PIT recognition enjoys a three-year income tax exemption on profits under Section 80IAC and enjoys exemption from the angel tax for investments made by registered alternative investment funds, venture capital firms, or individuals. Patent filing fees are slashed by 80% and the examination timeline is fast-tracked from 5 years to a priority schedule. In public procurement, recognized startups are exempted from turnover and prior experience requirements, opening up government contracts. Moreover, for 3 to 5 years they can self-certify compliance with 9 labor laws and 3 environmental statutes, meaning inspections occur only if a court complaint is filed. Second, the Fund of Funds for Startups, or FFS, managed by the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The government set aside a corpus of 10,000 crore, but rather than investing directly, it channels the money to SEBI-registered alternative investment funds, which then decide which startups to fund. By January 2026, the FFS had committed to 117 AIFs, which together have invested in more than 900 startups, supporting total investments exceeding 25,000 crore. This structure avoids direct government misallocation while leveraging private expertise. Third, the Startup India Seed Fund Scheme, launched in 2021 with a corpus of 945 crore. It provides early-stage startups, through recognized incubators, with grants up to 20 lakh and convertible debentures up to 50 lakh. The target was to nurture 3,600 startups over 4 years, from 2021 to 2025. Fourth, the Atal Innovation Mission, the innovation arm of Startup India operated by Niti Aayog. It has built a massive ecosystem of Atal Tinkering Labs, more than 10,000 labs in schools, each funded with 20 lakh, to teach design thinking to students from class 6 to 12. It has also established over 100 Atal incubation centers in universities and research institutions, each receiving 10 crore, and set up Atal community innovation centers in tier 3 towns and aspirational districts with a fund of 2.5 crore each. Fifth, the regulatory sandbox framework. The Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, together with sector regulators such as the Reserve Bank of India, SEBI, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India and the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, have created sandboxes where startups can trial innovative products with real customers in a controlled environment before full licensing is required. Now let us look at the numbers after 10 years. The sectoral spread of unicorns in 2026 shows fintech leading with about 25 unicorns, followed by software and SaaS with roughly 20, e-commerce and direct-to-consumer ventures with 18, edtech with 8, healthtech with 7, and deeptech, including artificial intelligence, robotics and semiconductors, with an emerging 5 unicorns. Geographically, the landscape has shifted dramatically. In 2016, about 90% of startups were concentrated in Bengaluru, Delhi NCR and Mumbai. By 2026, more than half of DPII-recognized startups hail from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. The states that have witnessed the fastest growth into 0 to 4 to 5 are Rajasthan, Gujarat, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. This decentralization is driven by the BharatNet broadband rollout, the nationwide adoption of digital payments through UPI, and the surge in smartphone penetration, which together have eroded the historic advantage of the traditional hubs. Women's participation has also risen. Over 45% of DPII-recognized startups now have at least one woman director or partner, making India the second-largest ecosystem for women startup funding after the United States. Government programs such as the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana, a women startup fund administered by SIDBI, and the Women Entrepreneurship Platform under Niti Aayog reinforce this trend. Yet, critical assessment reveals gaps. The global funding winter of 2022-23 forced many Indian unicorns into valuation corrections of 40-60%, and some companies fell below the $1 billion threshold altogether. While the list still counts about 125 unicorns, a number of them now occupy weakened market positions. Deeptech remains underrepresented, despite missions like IndiaAI and the semiconductor policy. Most unicorns cluster in fintech, e-commerce and SaaS, sectors that build on existing digital infrastructure. Deeptech ventures requiring long development cycles and heavy capital, such as semiconductor design, robotics or quantum computing, are still scarce. Funding dependence on foreign capital persists. Even with the fund of funds, roughly 60-70% of venture capital continues to flow from US and Singapore-based investors, exposing the ecosystem to global risk-off cycles. The exit environment is also immature. IPOs are viable only for the largest firms, and while mergers and acquisitions are rising, they remain below global norms, limiting the recycling of founder wealth back into new ventures. Finally, the sheer volume of recognized startups, over 2 lakh, can be misleading. Bit recognition requires merely an application and a brief business description, meaning many listed entities are microenterprises or dormant. A more meaningful indicator, such as the number of companies that have secured Series A funding, is a fraction of the total. Looking ahead, the next decade calls for targeted policy interventions. The DeepTech Startup Policy 2024 (EBIT) framework proposes a 7-year tax holiday, priority in defense procurement for defense tech startups, and support for intellectual property rights monetization. The IndiaAI mission, with an allocation of 10,371 crore, aims to provide 10,000 graphics processing units to democratize AI compute for startups, building sovereign AI capability. The semiconductor mission, backed by 76,000 crore, includes a chips design incentive scheme that reimburses 50% of tool costs for fabless chip design firms. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Startup India program was launched on 16 January 2016 at Vigyan Bhavan by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and the same date is now observed as National Startup Day. As of January 2026, there are 2,07,135 DPII-recognized startups, creating over 21 lakh direct jobs and the ecosystem ranks third globally after the United States and China. The number of new startups in 2025 reached approximately 44,000, a 31% year-on-year increase. The Fund of Funds for Startups holds a corpus of 10,000 crore, has backed 117 AIFs, and supported investments exceeding 25,000 crore. The Startup India Seed Fund scheme carries 945 crore, offering grants up to 20 lakh and convertible debentures up to 50 lakh. Atal Innovation Mission has established more than 10,000 Atal Tinkering Labs, over 100 Atal Incubation Centers, and multiple Atal Community Innovation Centers. The angel tax exemption under Section 56(2) WIB and the 3-year tax holiday under Section 80 IAC are favorite prelims facts, as is the allocation of 10,371 crore for the IndiaAI mission, which will provide 10,000 GPUs to startups. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the launch date, the DPII recognized count, the global rank, the number of unicorns, the job creation figure of 21 lakh, the Fund of Funds corpus and its management by SIDBI, the seed fund maximums, the Atal Tinkering Lab count, the angel tax exemption provision, and the IndiaAI mission allocation. For the mains, you may be asked to critically evaluate Startup India's performance after 10 years, highlighting achievements such as tax incentives, funding mechanisms and geographic diversification, while pointing out structural gaps like valuation corrections, deep debt scarcity, foreign capital dependence, exit market immaturity and the qualitative quantity issue. You could also be asked to propose policy steps to shift the ecosystem from service-oriented startups towards deep tech, drawing on the deep tech startup policy, semiconductor incentives and AI compute provisions. In sum, Startup India's first decade illustrates how targeted policy, financial scaffolding and innovation infrastructure can transform a nation's entrepreneurial landscape, yet it also underscores the need for deeper, technology-intensive growth to sustain long-term global competitiveness.